لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والأحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأفضلية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
اللهم صل على محمد.
أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا؟ إنا خلقنا الإنسان من نطفة أمشاج نبتليه فجعلناه سميعا بصيرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, in this Friday afternoon, very blessed day, advise myself and invite all of you to practice obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practicing the piety makes us as a perfect human being. And when we look at the biological formation of a human being, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken in Surah Ad-Dahr, which is called Surah Al-Insan, how formation of human being has started. And when we understand our biological formation, then we can realize that what are our bases, and that is good for our training, that is good for our development. In order to have self-development, one needs to know what is my origin, where I begin from. When we know our origin, then it's easier for us that we can decide about ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds mankind about its origin around 12 times in the Quran. 12 times Allah has mentioned how origin of human being started. What is the origin of human being? So this Surah Ad-Dahr, it starts with a question: هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Is there not been over man a long period of the time when he was nothing and not even been mentioned? There was a time that when human being was nothing, and at the same time it was not something that could be mentioned. Lam yakun shay'an madhkura, that madhkur, that means something that can be remembered, something that can be mentioned for somebody. Yes, when we are in this world and when we become in an existence, at that time we feel that we have to be mentioned. We feel we are something, and we start counting on ourselves. But Allah reminds about a time when there was nothing, and out of nothing it has become existence. And when we look at this existence, then we need to see the authority that can create human being out of nothing, make it existence. So the real existence is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the real existence, because rest of the existence are because of Him, because of His existence. He has given everything existence. We as human beings were nothing and not to be mentioned. He was the one who was madhkur, and He is madhkur and will remain madhkur. He was to be mentioned, He has to be mentioned, and He will be mentioned. But there is one that was nothing and not to be mentioned. It became to be mentioned, but again it is going to change to the form that it's not going to be mentioned. You know, many of our brothers and sisters, those who lived with us, they grew up with us, they played with us, but today we don't remember them. Even we have forgotten their names. Their graves are being destroyed. And when we look at their properties that are being already distributed, what is something that can be mentioned? Maybe sometimes when we remember their name, we may say, Allahumma ghafir lah, may Allah forgive him, may Allah bless his soul. That is what we say. We are not to be mentioned a lot. It's not something that can be mentioned. And our teacher used to say that there are few reactions of human being when somebody dies. You know, sometimes we become proud that we are something, but when we die at that time, we can realize what we are. So he says that there are three kind of reactions. Some people, they may cry because they are very close. They are our loved ones. They will cry one day, 2 days, 3 days, the most 10 days. Then they will stop. They will start having their norms, their normal life. Those who are our relative but little far, they will come, they will take our funeral, they will say, oh my God, has he died? So just, oh my God. This is the second reaction. And third reaction, maybe somebody says, oh really, has he died? That's it. That is the price of what we think that we are social being and we live within human being. Our own relative, our own close ones, loved ones are going to be in a form they would not like to sit with us after our death. If you ask even the children, those who are the most beloved, that we invest everything for them, just spend one night with the dead body. Ask them. Just spend one night with the dead body. There must be a very brave person who can spend whole night with the dead body. They don't like to. Or if somebody's been asked, can you spend one night with the grave after the death? The first night in the grave, can you spend, please? Who's going to agree? Who's going to accept? We invest a lot, but then what? Lam yakun shay'an madhkura. And it's not going to be something that can be mentioned in the future as well. So that is our real existence. Then Quran has said, Inna khalaqnal insana min nutfatin amshaj. Verily, we have created man from the mingled sperm, drop of mingled sperm, mixed sperm. In order to remind human being about its origin, Quran wanted to say that, look at yourself, where you were and where you are. You are nothing. You are not to be mentioned. And even if you become into be mentioned, if even if you become into existence, then there were just two drops, and both drops are nudges. With the mingling of these two drops, a sperm is going to be made. And that is our beginning. How we can be proud? What is something that makes us far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. O mankind, what has deceived you from your Kareem Lord, from the generous Lord, from the honorable Lord? Ma gharraka. What is something that has deceived? Your origin was nothing. Your origin was just a sperm. And Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam. Advising on the same grounds, he says that you carry lots of nijasat with yourself and then you are proud on yourself. What is something that can make you proud? Every day you carry those nijasat with you. Your blood is najis. Your inside there are nijasat. If you die and if somebody touches before the ghusl, then he has to make a ghusl. Isn't that the case? Aren't we the people? That is why it's been said, Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj nabtalihi. When we created human being, at that time we put him in the tests. So we are being tested. Our creation is for a reason. And the reason for the creation is ابتلا نبتلیه. We want to test you in any form. Young people are going to be tested. Old people are going to be tested. Man is going to be tested. Woman is going to be tested. Rich people are going to be tested. Poor people are going to be tested. Everybody is in the form of test. Our existence is for the test. And then it's been said, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Two of the most important parts of existence are being mentioned. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want to mention whole creation of human being. Yes, you are being created from the mingled sperm, but we made you all hearing, all seeing. What is something significant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to mention only these two qualities of human beings, sami'an basira? But we keep losing those as well. We don't hear. We don't see. He made us sami'an basira. This is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are two attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is sami' and he is basir. And he created human beings sami'an basira, with his qualities, that he can be all hearing what it's been sent down. He can be all seeing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we lose our sight and we lose our hearing. And we become deaf and blind. That is what we are, brothers and sisters. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. Let us open our hearing and listen the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us open our sight and see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to be living human being. And if somebody becomes living and lives with those attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be connected with Allah and will be always living, not in this world but hereafter. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us the real hearing, and may Allah provide us real sight. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us successful in our tests and our trials. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bless in our life. May Allah give us opportunity that we can look at the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep those reminders serious in our life. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Can I request ulama, please come forward? Please come to the first line. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi al-wahid al-ahad al-samad al-ladhi lam yattakhid sahibatan wala walada wa lam yakul lahu sharikun fil mulk wa lam yakul lahu waliyyun min ad-dull wa kabbirhu takbira. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما حياته للبدع والطغيان اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Once again advising myself and inviting all of you to practice the piety. The week that has passed, we had a national and international conference that was being held in Dallas, organized by the Muslim Congress. Alhamdulillah, this conference was very successful by the view that we have from the people and the feedback that we received from our brothers and sisters who have participated. They felt it was very spiritual gathering and a very useful gathering and an educational gathering and a gathering that unifies our mu'mineen in North America. The representative from various communities from various parts of the country and not only from North America but Canada and many scholars, those who traveled from the long distance from United Kingdom and from Iran and rest of the countries who participated in this conference. And I really thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving this opportunity once again that we have been able to give a service to the community. And there were many services that were provided and our people have benefited by many ways through this conference. And I hope that with the help and support of our brothers and sisters, this caravan will continue and we will build a strong community based on our values in North America, inshallah. And our brothers and sisters will feel that they have a strong movement in this country that supports their generations and makes the foundation of upcoming generations. I would like to thank all community from Houston, those who participated, those who supported the Muslim Congress conference. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Dear brothers and sisters, our Al-Hadi school is entering into the 19th year, and today is the day for the orientation for the school and beginning of the school new year. We have again a best of the staff that is going to organize the school in the upcoming year. It is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a ni'mat of Allah that our community need to appreciate this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not appreciating, just thanking Allah, but supporting the school with all the means, by sending the children, by participating in the activities, and by giving funds to the school. There can be many means that we can help and support the school. And if we cannot help by our funds, and we cannot help by any other means, we can support and we can have sympathy. We can pray for the school, because this is one of the institutions that is one of the significant institutions in North America. And communities need to be proud on their heritage. If they have been able to keep its existence for 19 years, it's with your support. And it is your property. It's property of the Muslims. Many those who live in Houston, that is their property, and they need to protect this heritage, this very important property for our children, our youth, our upcoming generations, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the admin of the school, and may Allah bless our teachers and those who are supporting the school, the organizing bodies of IEB and IEC, and the whole community at Houston. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them all. Dear brothers and sisters, in the past few days, IEC, with the help of our school that is now called As-Sadiq Academy, previously called as Sunday School, has organized a very useful workshop, that is Quranic workshops for the benefits of the teachers, those who like to teach Quranic studies. As I have seen, alhamdulillah, this workshop was very successful, and many of our community members have shown interest in that. And our dear scholar Hujjat al-Islam Abadar Wahidi has conducted those workshops professionally, and our community has benefited from these workshops. And I hope that this center, as with the name of Islamic Education Center, will be able to provide educations in various fields and various forms. And this is one of the ways that if we can educate our community with the Quranic studies, and if our teachers can be able to teach Quran with the best of the manners and with the new techniques. Alhamdulillah, he was teaching new techniques, how that is possible, that what one can teach Quran in the new generation, making it interesting for our generation, not making it bored, and the children, they are not interested in learning on that. So alhamdulillah, that was very useful and educational training, and at the time, today it's going to be the final session of that. We are also holding today Qiraat of Quran after the Maghribain prayer. And I would like to urge community, brothers and sisters, that sometime it's a feeling that Shias and followers of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, they do not pay attention, they don't give preference to Quran. Our utmost preference should be for Quran, and we are the people, those who are real inheritor of Quran. And if we have a reciter of Quran, a Qari of Quran, that is renowned Qari of Quran, we should come and participate in this recitation. It's like when you come to the majlis, when you listen to somebody who is reciting a majlis. So this is best of the majlis, recitation of Quran. That means learning the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learning the deliverance what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. So that is important, inshallah, our community will support this recitation and we can promote Quran in the future. Dear brothers and sisters, last week we had an incident that I would like to speak today. I reserved my comments in the past few days to speak today on Friday. Last Thursday night, the incident that had taken place, a few individuals with some titles and with the leaflets, they entered, although I was not present, and that is what it was narrated to me, that they called themselves as people, those who are members of Daesh, la'anatullah alayhim, or possibility having any sort of relation with the Daesh, and entering to the center, and they came with those leaflets. There were some signs that were written, and I think our board members, they had sent those leaflets to the community as well, and they were being spread, although I would urge that not to spread those kind of messages that causes the situation of anarchy in the community, and sometimes people, they start having the fear. First of all, one thing that it's important, brothers and sisters, we as the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are being trained from very beginning that we are fearless of one thing that is called death. Not only fearless, but we are the people that love with the death. It's like when we hear every year that al-mautu ahla min al-asal. Isn't that correct? We hear that every year. We say salawat. And if somebody likes to make us scare from the death, it's like he's scaring, I'm going to give you honey. Are you going to be scared of that? No. Alhamdulillah. We were just not thinking that this can also come over here as well. And we can also enjoy the martyrdom in this country as well. But now, at least we can have a hope. So don't make us scared from death. Because we are the community that are followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We have Karbala. And we believe that kullu yawmin ashura, kullu ardin karbala. And when we believe in that, at that time, nobody should make us scared. We have seen our communities back home in rest of places where there were bomb blasts. They attacked on the community. But next day, twice number of people, they participated in the events. We have not seen the number have become less. But we have seen that the place where they have attacked, on that place, our people, they participated more. We have seen that Karbala, where they continued attacking on the Zaireen, and many those who were being martyred. Now we can see that this gathering of Zaireen in Arbaeen, it's becoming millions. It is three times more than the gathering of Hujjaj. Are you making this community scared? They are not afraid of that. They will be always brave, and they will continue as they were being brave in the past. They will stay brave. Wherever you are going to come, you will find that our community is vigilant. One thing that I wanted to say, brothers and sisters, that this incident, it's not just an accident. Before I had heard in the beginning, I thought that it's just an isolated incident. But let me relate this incident after that. What had happened is that community actually reported to the police. Police came, they looked at the leaflets, they looked at the people wearing those dresses. They said, there's no threat for you. Don't worry about that. It's not a threat. So the leaflet, it is written, you can see the ibarat and text that is written. They said, there is no threat for us. Okay. Second day, they found somebody with the weapon close to the airport. He was not a member of the Daesh, but they said sympathizer with the Daesh. Because of having just sympathy, he was been arrested. And he was taken to the jail. Third day, we heard that these leaflets are not only in Houston, IEC, but they are in London. In the downtown of London, there are people, those who are spreading same leaflets, and they are distributing to the community. So it's not an isolated incident. This is incident that has a relation, and we can see there is a link between that, and we can see there are hands, those who would like to have this situation, those who would like to have this chaotic situation within the communities, that they can be scared of something, and they want to make the communities afraid of that. So there can be various agendas behind that. We do not know yet what are the agendas of the people, those who are promoting, but we can understand that if there is a terrorist group and their promotion openly by the people and spreading those leaflets within communities, definitely there are hands behind that. There are agendas behind that. And there are agencies, those who would like to do that. I would like to warn today, authorities of this country, we know that government was supporting. We know that Western countries was supporting these Daesh in the past. And they are your creation. They are mistake of America and Western countries. We know about that. We know about their origin, where they come from. But at the same time, we warn authorities that if you like to have peace in this country, if you like to have not to go the situation of lawlessness, when crazy people, they are going to come in a community, then they are not going to look at Muslims or non-Muslims. And we are not only afraid of our communities and their security, we are afraid of the community in large, American community in large. And we believe that a country should be living in the peace. And we should not give community in the hands of those who have taken the peace of many communities. But if you have decided to do that, you'll find that we will be the security people and our community can defend itself. We will defend ourselves. And I will request community members that we need to become security person. Every community member should be vigilant, and we should train ourselves that we can understand, we can see the people, any suspicious behavior. While we will not be all together, we will not be able to defend this security issue. And security has to be the top priority. Our board members are getting together, alhamdulillah, they are forming the programs for the security of the community. And I would like to give you guarantee that inshallah, we will be able to provide security to the community, and every individual is important for us. All the children of the community, they are important for us. Their security is important for us. But we would like to have your support. We would like to have support of the community. Every community member, and I've seen many of the community members, they already told me that we are ready. Whenever you like, we would like to give services. If you ask us to give service at IEC, we will be giving the services. And that is, alhamdulillah, actually character of the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that we have seen in the past that our community was very close with this home, that they consider IEC as their home. And as they protect their home, they are going to protect IEC as well. And we also are inviting rest of centers. All our Shia centers are our centers. All Islamic centers are our centers. We would like to have security of Islamic community in large, not only Shia centers, but we would like to have a program that we can protect all Islamic centers from those who are so-called Muslims, and they are just to blame for Islamic community. Inshallah, we will invite meetings from the Shia community, from rest of the communities. We will warn the authorities that don't make a mistake, that you make us in the situation that we start defending ourselves. We believe that authorities are going to protect, and they are going to take charge, and they will protect the properties, they will protect the communities. But if it comes a situation that you don't protect the communities, we are capable to defend ourselves, inshallah. Dear brothers and sisters, when we look at the other parts of the country, we can see there is a riot situation in the Missouri City because of the racial attacks and because of ethnicity of some of the communities and black community that was in Missouri that was attacked by the police. I personally feel that Islam is religion that is a religion of peace, and this is a religion that does not believe in ethnicities, in colors, but it is a religion that says that all the people are equal and they have to be treated equally. This is a religion that says that la arabiyun wa la ajami. There is no preference for Arabi or Ajami. There is no preference on white and black. But we believe that all the people are equal and they have to be treated equally. And we ask from the authorities that in order to keep the peace in this community, provide justice to the communities and provide equity to the communities, that all the communities, they can feel that this country is belong to them. They live in this country, they are part of this country, and they should be provided complete rights in this country, not only the country of the whites. If you are gonna make a country of the whites, that country is not going to be a peaceful country. As we have seen that in Iraq has started new stability with the election of a new prime minister, and he has been supported by our Maraje, our Hausa, and the community in Iraq. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide stability to the community in Iraq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a peace to this community, that this community can be one of the peaceful communities. And we can see that there are many people, those who have been displaced, thousands of people, they are living out of their houses. And if government becomes strong, it can hold the country and bring the country back, that people, they can live with the peace, inshallah. In Pakistan, dear brothers and sisters, there are few developments that I would like to relate, although time has passed. As we had seen that in the past, that Takfiri groups are being on authorities, and government that had come, it had come with the support of Takfiri forces in Pakistan, and Nawaz government was actually supporting Saudi regime, and it was supported by the Saudi regime, funded by the Saudi regime. But at the same time, there were some forces being gathering, and a unity was forming in Pakistan. And that is one of the beauty of today, that the Shia and Sunnis, together, they are making a coalition in Pakistan, which has not happened in the history in the past. We haven't seen that Shias and Sunnis practically they are moving forward or making a movement. And this is at the moment in the practice, alhamdulillah, we can see that our Shia ulama, Sunni ulama, standing together, moving forward together, and making one platform. That is one of the beauties. And we hope that if this unity stays and becomes stable, we will be having a good situation in our country, and we will be able to have stability in the country as well. And this brings the hope that Takfiris are going to be defeated in this country. Although in the past they have ruined the country, there were many atrocities, target killings in the country of Pakistan. But if people, they become wake, and Sunnis and Shias, they get together, definitely they can defeat Takfiri's agenda in the Pakistan. And we have this hope, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah bless all the Muslim communities in the world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Amen. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi wal mustashhadina bayna yadayhi. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat bijah Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Can I request please stand up everybody with the salawat and move forward. There are brothers and sisters outside. Stand.